Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's do it! So last night, the Wall Street Journal broke the news that Hasbro is going to lay off about 1,100 employees. They mention about 20% of their entire workforce is going to lose their jobs over the next 6 months. There's also going to be some changes to the real estate that they own, and there's some office space that's also going to change up because, you know, if you don't have that many people working there anymore, it's probably a better idea to look for something that's more space efficient, I guess. Obviously, this is really sad news. This goes without saying, especially 2 weeks before Christmas. That's not the news you want to get. Now, I did talk to Jing from the Star Wars team this morning about these layoffs, and this is what she had to say. The Wall Street Journal broke the news yesterday that there's going to be a lot of layoffs at Hasbro. It might be a little too early to comment on that, but it's really sad to hear. Do you know how this is going to affect Star Wars figures coming out? How is this going to affect the Star Wars team? Or is it just too early to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the info out there is the only info that we have to share at the moment. I will say that you do not have to worry about the Star Wars team. We are a very, very committed group. So there's so many fans and passionate, like from everyone in this organization that works on this brand is focused on getting those great figures to you. Just like Chris and I are here right now, our phones are off, we're focused, and we're talking to you guys about it. So, you know, thank you for mentioning and commenting, but nothing to share beyond that. But I wanted to make sure the fans are rest assured that our focus is definitely just making sure that you guys get the best toys from our group, our team.
So there you have it. It sounds like there are not going to be any changes to the release schedule for Star Wars figures or even the Star Wars team. And if I find out anything new, I'll, of course, update you guys on galacticfigures.com or on a future episode, of course, on the podcast. All right, so let's talk about what's happening at Ross stores, because Ross is the place to be currently if you collect Star Wars action figures, if you're into getting a bargain or two. There's a lot of vintage collection stuff showing up there. There's some Black Series stuff showing up. Plus some retro collection stuff as well, and role-playing items are being found there as well. So, you know, your mileage is going to vary depending on your location. I've hit 5 or 6 different Ross stores over the last few days, or the last week or so, actually. And I came across the entire wave of Black Series archive figures, which includes Princess Leia in Boosh disguise, Lando Calrissian in Skiff Guard disguise, Emperor Palpatine, and I think The Force Awakens Han Solo is in that wave as well. So those figures are being found at Ross stores. I came across the retro collection Darth Vader The Dark Times plus the Fifth Brother. The item that I was looking for that I wasn't able to find was the vintage collection Mandalorian The Rescue Set. That's the 4-pack that was exclusive a while ago. And that is showing up for an amazing $20. I don't remember exactly out of the top of my head how much it cost when it came out, but I think it was $80 or $90 or something like that. And now it's at Ross Stores for $20. I think that is an amazing deal if you can find it. And that's the one item that I've been hunting for. There's also some Vintage Collection Deluxe items showing up with the Ahsoka and Morai, together with the Stormtrooper and the Heavy E-Web Cannon, and the Incinerator Stormtrooper is being found for $5.99 as well. So those figures are showing up on deep clearance at Ross Stores. There's also single-carded Vintage Collection figures showing up now with Cassian Andor, the Obi-Wan Kenobi Wandering Jedi figure. Some Attack of the Clones figures are being found with Mace Windu and Anakin Skywalker. There was also a report of somebody finding the Empire Strikes Back Yoda figure. So, yeah, I mean, if you have a Ross store in your area, it's definitely worth heading out and checking to see what they have. I also found the Black Series role-playing Rey lightsaber from The Rise of Skywalker for $60, marked down from $280. That's, of course, a huge discount. So, yeah, if you have a Ross store in your area, it's definitely worth heading out. And as far as other store reports go, the Bo-Katan Holocom figure has been showing up at Target stores, but other than that, Target has been fairly quiet. But the latest wave of TVC figures is now being found at Walmart stores. So Director Krennic, R5-D4, Chopper, all those figures are being found now at Walmart stores. So stuff is out there, and you know, if you go out on a toy run, you have definitely several different stores to hit to make sure that you're not missing out on any figures. Now, as far as online deliveries go, Entertainment Earth has just started to process the wave of Book of Boba Fett retro collection figures, which I am excited about, of course. It should be here in a couple of days, so I'll be diving into those. And it's actually surprising that this is actually making it out before the end of the year. I thought this was definitely an item for spring. But it is processing and shipping from Entertainment Earth now, so pretty exciting. Now, if you are a Pulse Premium member, you want to check your inboxes because on Monday, December 18, there's something big coming to Hasbro Pulse. They didn't say what it is. It's probably going to be some sort of sale. The question is, what is going to be on sale and how much is it going to be off? But I don't have any details here. I don't even know if it's Star Wars related necessarily, but they're teasing that something big is coming. So that's on December 18, which is this coming Monday at 12 o'clock East Coast time. And that's currently all I have listed here for store reports and what's happening online. All right, so let's talk about what's new since the last podcast episode. And there's quite a bit of stuff that they've announced, some really cool stuff coming our way. The first set that was a pre-order, specifically at Target, was a Black Series 2-pack, which consists of a Phase 1 Clone Trooper Lieutenant, you know, those troopers with the blue markings, and an Ahsoka Clone Trooper from the 332nd unit. And that set went on pre-order, sold out very quickly. I think within 10 minutes, this thing was gone. And for some reason, Target didn't put it up at the $44.99 price point. They sold it for $24.99. So I don't know if they're going to price adjust this when those items will ship or if they're going to honor this mistake. I don't know. I hope they'll keep the price because would be nice to get a break for once, right, on a brand new product. So we'll see what's going to happen. But yeah, that's a good looking trooper set. Uses the new clone trooper body and people seem to be excited about it. And that's going to be out in the spring of next year. Another Black Series 2-pack, which they gave us a first look at, which was pipeline revealed previously, was the set that was announced this morning, actually, with the Super Battle Droid NC-3PO. It's a good-looking set. It's, of course, identical to the one that they've done for the 3¾-inch line during the Attack of the Clones days. You know, I had quite a few people complain to me about 3PO being included here because 3PO in this case is not a troop builder and you don't need more than just one of him. So what they really should have done is include a battle droid head with this figure just so you can swap it out and then you have, you know, an option to army build this set if people wanted to. And yeah, you know, just one more accessory, just one additional head for the battle droid or for the C-3PO that's on the battle droid body so that people could have made a properly looking battle droid. That would have been cool. This set is a Hasbro Pulse exclusive, goes on pre-order on 12/13 at 1 o'clock East Coast time. So tomorrow, if you're listening to this podcast on release date. As far as the vintage collection goes, they've shown us what the 4-pack looks like. The troop builder set of clone troopers in their phase 2 armor. There's one 501st clone in there, two all white ones, and one 332nd clone. That's a fan channel exclusive, but it's also available through Amazon. So if you want to pick that up, I think this is a pretty good set if you want to build out your troops. Interesting here is that they dropped the price in this case to $54.99 for this set. If you keep in mind that the latest announcements before this one, they were all $5 more at $59.99. So the Imperial Officer 4-pack, that's currently on Hasbro Pulse, that's the $60 price tag. So they dropped the price here by $5. Then we also had the Vintage Collection Jango Fett, which was announced this morning. This was a highly anticipated figure. A lot of people were looking forward to this one because apparently they missed out on the first, I don't know, 20 or 30 Jango Fetts, which Hasbro has released over the years. But yeah, so Jango Fett, the figure itself looks phenomenal. Really nice upgrade to what we've gotten previously. Super articulated, the deco looks good. It's a good looking figure. The only problem that I have with this one is the price point of $24.99. It is a deluxe figure, but they just really, like, there's nothing in the box that would make it a deluxe figure. There's there's nothing in there. There's a poncho that's missing. The second jetpack is missing. The pilot headgear is missing. I think we've also seen a Jango Fett where you could plug in these attachments into the gauntlet forearms. So you could recreate that moment when he's sliding down on Kamino and he's kind of like putting these hooks into the metal that slows him down from falling over the edge. We've seen those attachments with Jango Fett figures previously. Again, not included here. It's really sad. You know, this is a $24.99 figure. And for this being a deluxe, they really had to do better here in terms of accessories. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Which should not take away from what the figure looks like. The figure itself looks really nice. Actually, I think the person who worked on this figure commented on the Galactic Figures Instagram account. And he did say that they sculpted a second jetpack that was supposed to go with this release, but apparently it's not included and he doesn't know why it's not included. All right, so that's the TVC Jango Fett deluxe figure. That's I think it's a fan channel release. So you'll be able to get that through Entertainment Earth. And if you want to get it, link to the figure is in the podcast description or on galacticfigures.com. The last set, which I haven't covered on the podcast yet, is the Phantom Menace Retro Collection figures. It's a 6-pack for $60, so $59.99. Again, another price drop. That's less than $10 for each retro figure, which is great because I think a $10 price point for retro, that's where it should be at, and that's where it's at again, and this is wonderful. Really, really good to see. I mean, all six figures look really fun, sculpted in Kenner style from the Phantom Menace, Jar Jar Binks, Darth Maul, Queen Amidala, Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, and the Battle Droid. And yeah, I think those figures are fun, so I'm looking forward to getting those. The only thing I have to critique, though, is that, again, they cheaped out a little on this set by not including a soft robe for Obi-Wan Kenobi. There's one included for Qui-Gon Jinn, but not for Obi-Wan, unfortunately. And there's also no robe included for Darth Maul, even though I feel like Darth Maul didn't really need one necessarily, but it would have been nice to see included here. And then the other part where they really cheaped out here is with Jar Jar Binks, because they are simply giving him a battle droid blaster, which is of course a reuse from another figure, instead of including a boomer weapon of some sort or a staff, right? So that's not included. He just gets a basic battle droid blaster, which, whatever. But you see, the thing for me, from where I'm sitting at as a collector, I know that they will never, ever, ever in the history of 3¾-inch figures remake those retro figures, ever. So it's really important to get those figures right the first time they're released. And to save money like that, I think that's the wrong place to save money at, honestly. So, but again, just like with Jango Fett, you know, I don't want to take anything away from what these figures look like. They all look great. Of course, I'm going to pick them up and I'm excited about them. But with just a little bit more, these could have been done better, I think. And that's basically all the news for the Retro Collection, TVC, and the Black Series line since the last podcast episode. But one topic which I've been kind of dragging out to cover, because I was waiting for an official announcement from Hasbro, was the Star Wars Epic Heroes series for the 3¾-inch line. And it leaked a few weeks ago, and I kind of ignored it. Well, actually, I didn't ignore it. I actually reached out to Hasbro's PR company and asked them if they had any information to share what this line is going to be about. And they said they didn't have anything to share, and so I kind of ignored it after that. But then Entertainment Earth comes out and says, hey, you can pre-order these now, and here are the pictures. And then Amazon lists some of them as well. So I started covering it, and I looked into the line, and I am happy that they're making it. Really, really happy about it. Obviously, those figures are nowhere near the level of the vintage collection, and they're not supposed to be either. This is supposed to be a cheaper toy line aimed specifically at kids and parents, you know, so you get some cheaper figures which are a little bit more durable into the hands of kids. And the great thing about those figures is that they are 3¾-inch. So this is the entry point for kids to start collecting the one true line that we all love, and that's the 3¾-inch line. So I think this is great. Now, the description on Entertainment Earth also mentioned that there are going to be vehicles included in this line, and we haven't seen what these look like yet. Now, I don't necessarily expect them to look great like TVC does, but because they are 3¾-inch, they might actually be compatible with what they're doing in 3¾-inch. And if you are a customizer and you want to, you know, deck out those vehicles with better paint apps, you know, maybe there is a possibility to do that. And it's definitely going to be a cheaper option for them than knocking out those $130, $140 Naboo Starfighters, right? So I'm excited to see where this is going to go. And it's cool. Granted, you know, the figures themselves, they're not the best looking. I'm looking at that Stormtrooper. He's definitely missing a lot of paint. Maybe that's just a prototype image, but the abdominal buttons aren't painted. Some of the stripes are missing on this figure. I don't think that that's how they're going to release it. I think this is definitely a prototype. At least I really hope it is. But yeah, I can get behind this line. And especially if this is going to replace Mission Fleet, I'd rather have another 3¾-inch line for children on the shelves than the Mission Fleet line, where nobody knows where this is going to fit in. And you know how these toy lines are, specifically for younger kids? They kind of throw something out there to see if it sticks, and if it doesn't stick, then it's going to go down on clearance, or it's just going to disappear after 2 years or so. And I think that's where this line is going to come in. But I really do think that this has the potential to be a cool line that collectors can also get into and collect them. The packaging is refreshing, I think, with the yellow and the bright colors. This toy line actually doesn't even have the name of the toy line on it, I don't think. And it's also not mentioning the entertainment the figures are from, which I also think is interesting. So I have the list of figures here that they're going to put out, and that is Ahsoka, Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight, The Mandalorian, Din Djarin, Grogu, Darth Vader, classic-looking Stormtrooper. And then there are two figures which are in a deluxe line, which come with more accessories. There's one Paz Vizsla and Sabine Wren. So that's apparently the starting lineup for the Star Wars Epic Hero Series. So, good stuff. We'll just have to wait and see what these vehicles will look like. Maybe they'll even do creatures for this line. And maybe that's something that can grow into a little bit of a bigger thing. And I know a lot of you guys out there bought the Mission Fleet stuff, even though it fits with nothing in the collection, right? But it was something to hunt for and something to maybe feel, I don't know, maybe scratch the itch when you go to the store. You can't find something. You pick up a little Mission Fleet set or something. I don't know. But I think that some people will definitely pick those up. All right, so I'll be waiting for the official announcement coming from Hasbro about this. But if I have to believe Entertainment Earth and the release date, these are going to ship out in January already. So there's not a lot of time to actually make an announcement about those figures. And that's all the news that I have for you as far as new Star Wars action figures go.
If you like Galactic Figure Talk, please subscribe. The podcast is available for free on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Podbean, and more. Besides going to galacticfigures.com, stay connected on social. Check out the Galactic Figure Community on Facebook, where you can discuss, buy, sell, trade, and showcase your Star Wars figures. Links to all social channels are in the description. Check them out.
So a few weeks ago, Hasbro reached out and invited me to a Q&A session where I could ask a bunch of questions about the latest product announcements, the latest figure announcements. And I almost didn't participate this time around because I just didn't have any questions. And typically, I don't have any problems coming up with any questions where I feel like there's some clarification needed, but this time I sure did. So what I did is I opened up, and I did that last minute, unfortunately, but I did open up the Galactic Figures social channels for you guys to submit your questions. And within a short amount of time, I think there was over 200 comments on Instagram and Facebook and the Facebook group. And I picked a few and I asked them. So I'm going to play you guys the interview after I'm done talking about the current concerns that collectors actually have. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up a little later in the podcast. But what I actually wanted to talk about first is after going through all the comments that you guys left, I summarized them and I looked for the trends in what is, you know, mentioned multiple times and what are the most pressing concerns really in the Star Wars collecting community on Galactic Figures. And I posted that on the website about a week ago or so, and I actually wanted to talk about this here because I thought it was really interesting. And what I have listed here are the recurring themes which seem to be really on people's minds that they want to have fixed or addressed or acknowledged by Hasbro and the Star Wars team. So, starting off with the list here, I have incomplete teams in the vintage collection. Collectors express frustration over incomplete teams such as the Bad Batch, Rogue One crew members, the Inquisitors from Kenobi, and missing characters like Season 1 Ezra for upcoming Rebels figures. The community seeks clarification on whether these teams will be completed. So, that's true. We don't like to have an incomplete looking shelf when you know that there is a few figures missing from completing the crew. Right? I mean, Rogue One, we need a base Malbus, right? Bodhi Rook, where are those figures, right? The Bad Batch, specifically. So that was on the list. So requests for specific characters. Now that is something that I typically ignore because they never give you an answer in a Q&A whether a specific character is going to be made. But what was mentioned here multiple times was that there are a lot of you guys who are excited about the Black Series 6-inch announcements of the 4-pack for Heir to the Empire. But people are also hoping that those figures will be released in the 3¾-inch line. And there were also multiple requests for Ponk Krell from the Clone Wars. And you know what? Ponk Krell, it's kind of like Jackson at this point. It's been requested in 3¾-inch for a very long time. But here he is again, Ponk Krell. Product support for the Razor Crest. That's actually a question which I asked, so I'll skip this one. Additional mainline waves and figures for the Vintage Collection. Collectors of the Star Wars The Vintage Collection request an additional mainline wave per year for 3¾-inch line or more figures per wave to address the gaps in character releases. There were several straightforward requests for increased production of the Vintage Collection figures. That's the thing with TVC. We want more characters, right? We don't feel like what they're putting out. I mean, what they're putting out is great, but we just want to see a little bit more, you know? More, maybe an additional wave per year or something. Collectors are eager to know if the Vintage Collection Captain Enoch will be released single-carded and when TVC Jango Fett will be released. Now, TVC Jango Fett, we saw this morning for the first time. He is around the corner. But yeah, those were multiple requests. So Vintage Collection Jango Fett definitely is a highly anticipated figure. The expansion of Clone Wars Twin Packs concept. Collectors praise the new Clone Wars Twin Packs for the Black Series 6-inch line and inquire if this concept could be extended to other eras and factions. So it seems like you guys really like these two packs that they're doing for Black Series. That Mace Windu and the 187th Clone Trooper that was exclusive on Pulse that sold out very quickly, as did the two pack on Target. And yeah, it seems to be really popular and people seem to really like the format of the two packs. There are some requests for true animated likeness. Some collectors request true animated likenesses for characters from animated shows in the Black Series and TVC, emphasizing the importance of authenticity to the source material. So if a character is animated style, there's quite a few people who would like to see those sculpted in an animated style as well. Now, I have to say that I'm not one of these people, but I think this could be an interesting concept. Now, spacing out releases and more transparency. Collectors expressed concerns about the spacing of releases, mentioning the impact on budget allocation. Yeah, that's definitely something to do with the Ghost HasLab this year. That was $500. And the Book of Boba Fett Throne Room coming out for $250 at the same time. And the N1 Naboo Starfighter for $130. All dropping at the same time, plus the two speeder bikes that were kind of floating around. I think the Mando speeder bike at like $45 or $50 even was released at around that time frame as well, plus a new wave of figures. So it was a lot to swallow in fall of this year. So yeah, I can totally see the need for spacing out the releases a little bit better, or just providing more transparency when things are going to come out so people can budget better. There was more requests for TVC prequel figures. Distribution issues was another problem, but you know, distribution issues, that's not a question I ask anymore. That's a question I've been asking since 2011. Yeah, going back 12 years now is where we've been fighting with distribution issues. I remember that this whole thing started for me, or at least it got onto my radar when the R5-D4 wave from the first Vintage Collection back in 2011, all of a sudden showed up earlier than, I think it was Wave 5, and it showed up before Wave 4. And so there was a really weird mix-up back then. But ever since then, distribution has been on the agenda for Q&As. And it's been 12 years. And guys, honestly, it's not going to get any better, I don't think. Desire for more ships. Collectors express a desire for more ship releases, emphasizing the importance of having a variety of vehicles in addition to figures. So, you know, why not give a mini rig type line another look and see what you can do? I mean, the speeder bikes are great. Maybe, you know, more speeder bikes. You know, something that's a little bit easier to swallow for the wallet, considering the economics currently. Budget and HasLab for obscure figures. Questions are raised about the budget for Star Wars figures, and collectors suggest using HasLab for obscure figure packs that may not perform well at retail. That's a question which I didn't ask specifically because it's just not going to happen. You know, like, maybe it will happen, right? Never say never. But my understanding is that they would have to sell a lot of figures. Not just 10,000 or 8,000 or 12,000. I think the limit for those figures would go into the 30 or 40,000 so that they keep the price down at like the $15 or $16 price point that we currently have. They really have to sell that many to have the figures be affordable at a price point that you guys are all used to. Now, maybe that'll change at some point, but that's my understanding of where we're at with that. And that's, you know, that's a question that's been going around for ever since we had the sale barge for like 4 or 5 years. And that's a question that's been asked ever since. So maybe at some point they'll give in, and maybe it'll be some sort of awakening on the collector's behalf as well when you guys realize just how many figures they'll have to make it really worthwhile. And we're talking about new sculpts here, right? Not repurposed or reused parts here. Concerns about articulation quality. That's a question which I asked because they did remove the swivel thigh from the latest Black Series figures. So I'll play you guys that in a little bit. And then the definition of what makes a deluxe figure. The community is seeking clarity on the decision-making process. And I'm with you guys. Some figures really do feel like they belong into the Vintage Collection Deluxe line, like that Dark Trooper that comes with the charging compartment, for example. Also thought the Ahsoka was great with the owl and the additional lantern. Stuff like that that wouldn't necessarily fit into a small bubble on a single card. But we've really had a few figures released in the Deluxe line for Vintage Collection now, including the Jango Fett, which they showed this morning, which should not be in the Deluxe line. I mean, that Boba Fett that only came with two additional helmets. Come on now. Let's keep it real and let's compare to what this line has been in the past. And if you guys were able to do this single-carded previously, there was no reason to add another $10 now all of a sudden and include only two helmets. You know, and I'm actually wondering, because what is that Jango Fett going to look like on a single card? What are they going to remove from this? I mean, those two blast effects that it comes with or something? I don't know. It's going to be interesting once that's going to hit the scene. And that was really it for all of these concerns that you guys expressed. So those were the reoccurring themes and the trends that you guys mentioned in the comments. If you want to read through this list, I have a link to it in the podcast description that goes straight to galacticfigures.com, where you can make your voice heard in the comments too if you want to. All right, so now here it is, the Q&A from this morning with Chris and Jing. You've pipeline revealed a Black Series 2-pack with a Phase 2 clone in a battle droid. And you've shown the 332nd clone in a Phase 1 Lieutenant's 2-pack. Are both sets part of the Clones of the Republic subline?
So it's not, actually. Those are just clones from our own doing. The Clones of the Republic is actually a Disney program. So that Mace 187th clone pack is Clones from the Republic, as you know. We're lucky enough to do that pack in partnership with Disney. So, you know, for any future Clones of the Republic pack, definitely also check in with shopdisney.com. But those packs that you mentioned are not part of that program.
Okay, thank you.
But they were fun nonetheless.
Yep. Okay, so this next question is from reader Jeff. And I think it has to do with a lot of product hitting at the same time, especially this fall with the HasLab Ghost. And he asked, any future plans for a set release date, such as when there was a Force Friday release date? This would help collectors better plan purchases in advance, since more release dates have been moved up and product just ships. I think asking collectors to pay $1,000 for product in a month was steep this September, October.
Yeah, September, October was was a peak month for Atlee, but I think what we try and do, I mean, largely driven by the Ghost, but what we try and do is reveal stuff and pre-order and give everybody a good idea of when stuff's coming so people can budget for that, because we know it's a lot sometimes for people, but giving that stuff up front and visibility to when it's coming so you can plan for it is an important part of what we do. No plans for a set shelf date like Fanforce Friday was. I mean, but it's certainly something that could happen in the future. I mean, wouldn't say it'll never happen again. I mean, those were fun events and love to take part in those. But yeah, we'll just, for now, we'll keep trying to be as transparent with you guys and giving you as much visibility to when stuff's coming so you can budget around it.
Yeah, and thinking ahead for situations like that too, trying not to have that, you know, be the reality. So it's something that we, you know, can certainly keep in mind about items revealing and selling in the future. So.
Okay. With the pipelined Season 1 Kanan and Zep for the Vintage Collection, it looks like there'll be a lot of products to support the Ghosts when it comes out, which is great. And however, there are still quite a few characters that interact with the Razor Crest, particularly characters which have actually been made for 6-inch, like a Season 1 Grief Karga, Mix Mayfeld, Zero, the Bounty Hunter droid. Are the Hasbro team still thinking about characters to go with the Razor Crest, or have you moved on?
Yeah. The good thing about the Vintage Collection is, like, we never move on. So we're talking about the classics again. Like, there's everything is always on the table. So I wouldn't say that we've moved on and wouldn't revisit some toys that interact with the Razor Crest, for example. The other good thing about the Vintage Collection, or Star Wars in general, is that there's just so much for us to dig into. There's just so much entertainment, so much history, you know, even in the extended universe. So there's just a lot for us to, like, we love to dig into. So a good opportunity to know, like, what some of those figures are really requested is to hear from fans and be like, what do they really want to see? And along those lines, we pay attention. I know there's been a lot of, like, fan polls, for example. Those are great opportunities for the fans to let the community know what is highly requested, and we definitely pay attention to those.
Why is the uniform of the Imperial Officer in the Vintage Collection multi-pack a nice bright white, but every other white-suited Imperial, including Thrawn and Krennic, are off-white?
That's one. I mean, we've seen you guys chatting about that online. For the ones in the Troop Builder packs, those felt, I think, more like just pristine, clean versions of the characters, where the individual figures, there was specific reference to look at and kind of follow that stuff and ground them a little bit more in those scenes. But we're looking at that, and we are happy if the consensus is that you guys like the more off-white stuff. We're happy to reevaluate that for future releases and continue to hone in on things that you guys really want.
For the Black Series, will the thigh swivel come back, especially for dynamic characters like Jedi, Sith, and Mandalorians? It's not needed for characters like Mon Mothma, but it was missed with the Padawan, Ahsoka, Malgus, and a few others. Hopefully, everyone in the Heir to the Empire set will have it. It just feels like a step backwards. And by the way, the 4-pack for the Heir to the Empire was received really, really well by my community.
No, that's great to hear. For the thigh articulation, I mean, that's something that we're continually trying to improve, the aesthetic of figure sculpts too. Like, the same as we try and improve the articulation. And on some of the figures, not having a slice through a hunk of their anatomy, we felt like it was important to some of those figures. And on ones where we've done that, we have opened up the ball and socket joint a little more to allow for a greater range of motion and to get it to feel a little more realistic in how those figures move, without having that visual step and slice in the thighs. But it is really what works best for the figures. I mean, some of the ones that are more highly posable or you see in stronger poses, like those will probably continue to have that mid-thigh break, but it's not a hard and fast rule. It's just kind of what makes sense for the figure at the time and the detail on that figure.
All right, so that was the interview from this morning. I hope you guys liked it. But there's more stuff that we can talk about when it comes to Star Wars action figures. Now, a few days ago, I asked on the GalacticFigures.com social channels what entertainment is underrepresented in the 3¾-inch vintage collection. And I was curious to hear what you guys' thoughts were on that. I mean, what movie or TV show haven't they made enough of so far? And the results were a little surprising, I thought, but here it goes. So for movies, the Galactic Figures community thinks that Solo is underrepresented, the Andor TV show, Rogue One, and, surprise, surprise, The Rise of Skywalker. And not really a surprise to me personally, because that is a line of figures which was obviously canceled or was never even in the planning stages. But we've only gotten a few figures from The Rise of Skywalker. So it's not really that surprising that it's popping up in that regard. But I just don't see a lot of love for the sequel trilogy in general. But The Rise of Skywalker was requested quite a few times. So, and I think it's going to be interesting once the Rey movie comes out, how that whole thing is going to boil back up again. So very, very interesting. The Bad Batch was also in strong demand, especially for the main crew with Echo, Tech, Wrecker, and Omega, and Crosshair, because those figures are still missing. We've only gotten Hunter so far in TVC. As far as other media goes, Shadows of the Empire was very high on the list. The Tales of the Jedi TV show was on the list multiple times. Star Wars The Republic Commando, not just the video game, but also the novel that went along with the game. That also had a lot of requests. The Knights of the Old Republic and the Old Republic games. Both of those are constantly being requested. I thought that was really interesting. As far as for additional trends, people said they want to see more representation from the prequels. Most definitely lesser known characters and creatures, aliens, droids, and other background characters were in high demand. And also legends. There was a lot of frustration actually with the lack of figures from the Legends era, particularly the novels and the comic books. And even though the community stepped up and named the movies that you want to see more figures from, but overall the sense was there was more desire for a greater diversity and variety in the figure line overall. Now keep in mind that the data analyzed is limited and only represents GalacticFigures.com followers and the over 200 comments across the Galactic Figures social media channels, which only was counted for about a day, right? So I cut it off after a day because at some point, you know, I have to sit down and actually look at the data. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Definitely the Solo movie, the Andor TV show, Rogue One, The Rise of Skywalker, The Bad Batch, Shadows of the Empire, Tales of the Jedi, Star Wars Republic Commando, together with Knights of the Old Republic and the Old Republic. Those are the movies, the games, the comic books that the Galactic Figures community is the most interested in currently. And I think this is a good spot to wrap things up slowly. There's a couple of updates, though, that I want you to know about. The big one, which I've worked on over the past few weeks, is the Black Series mural section on the website. So now when you go to the Black Series line for the mural line, it has the side panel and the collage that you can build out basically on your shelf. If you go into these figure entries and you click on a figure, you scroll down a little, it'll give you the image of the completed mural of what that looks like on the shelf. And I've cleaned the images up as good as I could. I've removed all the lines in between these characters and I stitched it together so you guys can get a good look at what this mural actually looks like. All right. Now, we're getting close to the end of the year, and that means it's time to vote for the top five figures for the Vintage Collection, for the Black Series line. Maybe I'll even open it up for the Retro Collection this year, because we did get, I think, was it three or four different waves of figures? So there is some to choose from, basically. Whereas in other years, it felt it was a little slower. But maybe I'll skip Retro, but we'll definitely do Black Series and the Vintage Collection. So keep a lookout for that on the Galactic Figures social media channels. That's where I'll run it. And yeah, it's going to be fun because every figure that's getting into the top five is going to get a little blurb on the website with the figure entry. And it's going to help to look up figures which in a particular year were very popular, and that basically also shows newer collectors that those figures are good to pick up for the collection. So again, keep an eye out for that. That's definitely coming. Now, as far as podcast episodes go for the rest of the year, I still have a few planned. Let's hope it's going to work out the way I have it in my head and time-wise and everything. But definitely going to do one episode to take a look back at what collecting was like in 2023. And then we'll see if there's room for maybe a little bit more than that as well. All right, so that's it for this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. Again, don't forget to leave a review, please. Scroll down in your app. Hit the 5-star, please. If you have time, leave a comment, please. I do read all of them, and I appreciate all you guys who have already left one. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please hit the subscribe button to not miss a show. For all other things Star Wars action figure related, stay tuned to galacticfigures.com. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.